American kids and teenagers are spending more time looking at social media than ever before. The thing is, we still do not have a complete understanding of what that might be doing to their brains. That has a lot of people concerned, including lawmakers in Congress and even social media companies themselves, including Facebook, according to new reporting from NPR's Miles Parks. Hey, Miles.
Hey there.
So let me note, Facebook is a financial supporter of NPR, and then let me ask you, what do we know about the impact of social media on children's mental health?
Well, the field of studying these platforms is pretty new, but a number of recent studies do seem to indicate some sort of association between social media use and poor mental health outcomes like depression. Here's Jean Chuangi, who's a psychology professor at San Diego State University.
The correlational evidence showing that there is a link between social media use and depression is pretty definitive at this point.
But the social media companies, and Facebook in particular, have not embraced that research. For years, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and other people at the company have over and over again kind of referred to this research about depression and social media as inconclusive. That word comes up a lot when they're talking about this sort of research, which is important because it was recently revealed that the company is working on plans to develop an Instagram app for kids under the age of 13. And those sorts of growth plans get really complicated if there is ever any sort of consensus that these sorts of platforms are bad for kids.
You mentioned Facebook has not embraced some of the research that's out there on this subject. Has the company done its own research? How much does it know about how Facebook affects people's mental health?
That's a little unclear. We know Facebook knows more than it's publicly revealed. What was interesting as I was reporting this story was I was calling all of these researchers who focus specifically on the link between social media and depression. And I found out that Facebook has also been reaching out to a bunch of these same people for the first time in their careers just in the last couple months. Chuangi and two other mental health researchers I talked to described getting contacted by the company about potentially giving their thoughts on some sort of internal information. Also, at a congressional hearing earlier this year, Zuckerberg told a member of Congress, Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers, that the company has done research on the mental health effects to children. Mm-hmm. But Rogers says when her staff reached out to Facebook after that hearing, they declined to give her more specifics.
They seem to be more concerned about their current business model, and they have become very wealthy. But the fact of the matter is, we're seeing more and more evidence that their current business model is harming our kids.
Rogers says that lack of transparency means parents specifically are really at a disadvantage because they're trying to decide just how much is too much when it comes to their kids and using social media.
Did you ask Facebook? What do they say about all this?
So the company declined to give me any more detail about these meeting requests with the researchers, though a spokesperson did note that Facebook does reach out to lots of different subject matter experts all the time. Generally, though, researchers I talked to were really skeptical about Facebook's interest in objective data about the platform's effects. I talked to Martin Paulus, who leads the Laureate Institute for Brain Research.
Yes, they want to say they want research, but they're not necessarily interested in research that potentially would show that some of the things that they do are bad for the kids.
Paulus actually gave a presentation at Facebook a few years ago, but he says the outreach at that time kind of felt like what he called a face-saving activity as opposed to a real desire to improve the platforms.
Miles, this all comes, of course, as we're engaged in this broader debate in the country of whether and how social media companies should be regulated. How does this fit in?
Well, you can't write laws unless you know exactly what the problems you're fixing and the ways to solve them. Another thing I heard from a lot of researchers is there's not enough government funding going to looking at all of these impacts, but it is on lawmakers' minds. The issue of kids' mental health is one of the only things related to big tech that both Republicans and Democrats are concerned about. So it's a place regulation is at least possible.
NPR's Miles Parks, thanks.
Thank you.